Alrighty, and that was some shout out, whatever. The album is called Reintegration Time. The song I played was Guilt Trip, Sink Ships. Before that, I played a band from Halifax called The Maynards, Date and Destroy, Dance Fight 83 is the name of the song. Before that, I played some Ruby Jean and the Thoughtful Bees, also from Halifax. Not About To is the name of the song. And I start off the set with Woman, who is playing in town on Sunday at the Wise Hall. The song I play was called Not Quite Metal. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Normally at this time, we have a band in our lounge area set up and did sound check and all that stuff and getting ready to play a show. But this week, our sound person, Irene, she is on a trip to London, England. So we don't have a sound person tonight, but we still have a band for you. So I'm just going to explain this a bit. Right now they are in our studio, but the main one. Everything is sort of hooked up. We try to plug things into, as I was saying, jacks that we didn't know exist. Try to get things work for you. Hopefully it's going to sound great. I think it's going to sound great, but you never know. If somehow things dropped out, you hear, I don't know, computer grinding. It might be something on fire. I don't know. Call the cops or something. Anyways, without much ado, live in studio with us right now, we have Times New Roman. Let me turn things on before you get going.
This song is it's called Of Silence, and it's part of a larger project, kind of investigating silence from a number of perspectives and that kind of thing.
The angel flying by your awkward pause is the artful dodger with an honest cause. Leave the scene of the crime screaming fuck Johnny Law. Forward to the left like the knight upon the chessboard. The art of war is a part of bribe. I paint a picture by the words I can hardly draw. If I ever had writer's block, I carved a statue of it. It's my vision, so you have to love it. You can hear my kingdom coming like the drumming of the timpani, where they blasting trumpets for the king and me. The day we ask I plummet, it sickens me to the back of my stomach, where the liquor be inspired till I expire. Where I reside at, I'm in a time in between two hot hats. In that silence, I dwell in it, I'll die in it, rebel in it, revolting it and ride for it. Ever so essential, a symbol between two symbols. Them two, I tremble in limbo, depending on the tempo. Living in the liminal realm, held in the interlude, moving at the helm. Beyond a few stories that we retell, in a land of glory and retail, the lies of silence where I rebel. It's the last thing that's not for sale.
What you got?
Beyond a few stories that we retell, in a land of glory and retail, the lies of silence where I rebel. It's the last thing that's not for sale.
What you got?
Beyond a few stories that we retell, in a land of glory and retail, the lies of silence where I rebel.
But still,
it's the last thing that's not for sale. Silence, I rebel. Last thing that's not for sale. In that silence, I rebel. Last thing that's not for sale. So, God, somewhere between above and below the sounds of the city. To the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. CITR. Talking fast is automatic. I don't try, it's automatic. I just go on autopilot. Why are women so dramatic? 40 to the dome, plus I'm blown. And now they got me spitting on the microphone. Vision all blurred, but they don't know. Straight, why straight, like a mental troll. Everyone was spitting like I spit it, I spit it wicked. They wanna spit it wicked like I spit it again. I love rapping, it's so easy. The homie in Toronto, but the hell from D.C. Vancouver is my town. President of the city where I'm putting it down. Bounce, rock, roller skate. Bouncing with Adi, that's all the way. I don't really care, I won't take that. I might hit that, I won't take that. But I will go do one thing. Take it to the grip and go get into something. 58366, rocking on the back of my instrument. Trying to live a life like Rich with my own McDonald's in my crib. Go kart tracks and roller coasters. Die real young of an overdose. It's oh my god, I'm still kicking in my coffin. I knock it in, lock it, I'm kicking a little bit. Then I'm walking like a zombie, like I already did. Like my friend, cause it's fun. If you don't like it, you are boring. That means I won't talk to you. No, I don't have a job for you. You ain't fly, need not apply. I'm living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Maybe I should go all the way to commercial. Try anything, man. Whatever works, dude. Who said patience is a virtue? I'll be rich by the end of verse 2. Maybe verse 3. You won't serve me? Never gonna happen, man. I'm better with the rapping than everything that you ever did. Inevitably whack, man. Man, go cry about it. I'm so fly, I just floated. I don't try, autopilot. You on the grind? I don't doubt it. Something goes here, I don't know yet. Look at how I'm kicking, I'm a legend in my own ride. Living to the rhythm, man. I'm telling you I won't die. Trying to live a life like Entourage. Put a couple cars in mom's garage. Club the club on some star shit, rubbing tugs. I love massages, switch my style up every year. This my friends and fuck their sisters. I don't care, I'm rebellious. Shift my lip up, much like Elvis. Shake one leg and touch my pelvis. Bitches, shake your hips like Elvis.
Say Elvis
was a hero the most.
I said Elvis
was a hero the most, but he never meant shit to me. Emoji, golly wally, do I got it bobbing?
Yeah,
we got it bobbing like a shoddy with bobbing and stopping. Like I got it like I'm on top of the bobbing, rocking it. Sorry, buddy, you're not so lucky, cause you out of what you do, but not as out of what I do. Rap is easy. Easy. Oh my god, you dudes must just try too hard. Who cares? I'm just high. I'm living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Talking fast is automatic. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Talking fast is automatic. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Talking fast is automatic. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Talking fast is automatic. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Talking fast is automatic. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Living to the rhythm and I'm never gonna die. Talking fast is automatic. I don't try, it's automatic. I just go on autopilot. Why are women so dramatic? I don't get it. Draw a picture. Maybe you could etch a sketch it. I'm so happy. Check the metric. I cop shirts with hats to match it. I'm so rude, extra wretched. Who are you? Is the question. I'm that dude. Thanks for asking. I've been doing this since the message. Wow.
Ah! Times. Times Roman.
New Roman. Wow, this song is called Best, established in the year 2019. Wow. Wow. Of your senses, reading the scriptures, it's just a mixture. Getting a sickness, let's get addicted. You don't make a difference, that you just a distant. Is it just a little piece of the puzzle that they go live in? Yeah, the butter trying to speak with a muzzle when I'm a lot of bitter, bitter, twisted up in the rudder, feel like I'm living in the middle and I'm making a muddle. I just go living to the pedal, feeling befuddled. A lot of poets got belittled. I completed the buzzer, what do you turn to when God don't answer? If you ask your pastor, maybe that's your cancer. Never let me be a lemon, I'm a wise master and listen to the drunken wise man banter. Purpose on the earth is just the surface, I converted these words from
from God's suburbs. All that I can think is in your soul, but you wouldn't know until you've heard. From thoughts to spurs, I'm tennis in the bartender's party by the scrubs that line the crown. The crowd is sound, the bohemian crunk, compares to the nights of the round. Then sell our splendors to every vendor and spread our songs throughout.
Oh.
16 camels, the inch through chasms, valleys, fields, and moats.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Head down, head down,
going up,
head down,
under the last lane,
all aboard the fast train,
head down,
shoulders up,
head down,
throwing
down,
up,
head down,
under
Chris
Wayne,
all aboard the Chris Wayne,
head down, head down,
down,
head down,
the last lane,
all aboard the fast train,
head down, head down,
shoulders
down,
up.
Oh!
The imagination liveth forever. When the moment presents itself, I'm still drinking from my cup of God, narrating something. Genius loves misery. These are highways for gods and dying individuals. Contact the family, that be the gabbery, thank the academy, dapping these melodies, channeling energy, sample me happily, manage the glamour, be all the amenities, cancel that vanity, gambling everything, damn out the owls, I will get lost in the camel flea owls, y'all can be south, I'ma get out, got my kicks, did my thing, talk my shit, got my kicks, did my thing, talk my shit, got my kicks, did my thing, talk my shit, 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 talk my I'm the owner of the sphere of seven stars and solar year of Caesar's sand and Plato's brain, of Buddha's heart and Shakespeare's strain. Achilles heel will not be healed, and everybody jumped in the river Styx, had a big pool body with lots of cocaine, and this is not a miss.
Head down,
shoulders up,
head down,
blowing up,
head down,
under the
last
lane, and all aboard for Chris Wayne.
Head down,
shoulders
down,
up,
head down.
Times New Roman live on CITR in our very own studio right now. Hello, guys.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. I'm selling like Michael Douglas on a business trip in Argyle socks and dress shirt and boxers.
Sweet. For the benefit of the listeners out there, do you guys want to quickly introduce yourself?
I am Chris Wang.
Alexander the Chris Wang. And I'm a Roby.
Times three.
And you guys from Toronto?
I'm born here though, in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we both live in Toronto now.
When
but
did you,
usually we chill in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
When did you escape to Toronto?
2004. I just ran. I was 18, and did it up.
Just did it up, yeah. And you guys are here for, well, one of the reasons was to play a show, a few shows, for the Juno Festival that's happening around town. Can you tell me a bit about that? What did you play?
We were playing at a plane party.
Okay.
The West Jet party.
Right.
On the street of Granville.
Granville.
We were just climbing speakers and playing cowbells had a couple of technical difficulties with one of the dudes that told me to stop, you know, kicking the speaker. But
right.
It was fun. It was fun times.
But wait, there's more. It was just like a mini mall in there. There was like numerous stages and plastic.
I saw it on TV. Did they shut off the whole place just to have people in, or how did that work? Was it like a gate you can walk in, and you have to? How did it?
It wasn't really gated.
Yeah. It was sort of like an open house.
Yeah. It was definitely an open house. It's free for all.
Right.
Definitely a free for all. We're in the West End, and everything's a free for all here.
Right. Yeah. Is there a good mix of people you play with? Who else were you playing with? Other sort of rap bands, or was it with like, you know, country singers?
Country.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
It was like.
There's definitely no Nickelback. Was after us, but most of the artists were pretty dope. They all played instruments.
Loverboy was there. Loverboy watched us.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, and then we saw David Suzuki and the mayor, actually. And the mayor.
I heard about that. Like, David Suzuki was part most of the Juno stuff,
yeah,
which is...
He's kicking in.
Which is kind of, I guess, he likes to party, but...
Yeah.
Still, it's just, you know, just kind of odd to see, you know, you see Loverboy next to him.
Yeah.
David Suzuki.
Loverboy and David Suzuki's the new feature.
Yeah. it's almost like that whole... The whole band has a combined IQ of just... Anyways.
Not quite David Suzuki.
Anyways, before I get into more trouble. And Pop 340, there was a show.
That was
maniacal. Definitely. Yeah. Wicked turnout, wicked people. Oh, big shout outs to our boy Candelario.
Yeah.
Mr. Eli.
How many people are we talking here?
Big shout outs to Nick, who's the dude that kind of mixed our shit.
Probably mm-hmm. there's like Candelario.
Right, Nick.
Nick.
Yeah.
Was there.
Like, we had like
Johnny.
We had like probably three quarters filled.
It was
pretty busy.
Say so. Okay.
A lot of hands, a lot of heads. More hands than heads.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, twice. Mm.
In the studio here, because we were kind of cramped and such, you guys were sort of sitting down and doing stuff. But on your live show, what kind of things do we expect? What should I expect?
It's been an all-star workout, man.
Push-ups. In a mini mall. And, you know, there's pretty much two of us, one visuals. Dude, and a whole bunch of running around on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing since the player piano.
It's the TNR workout plan.
Right. Sweet. Would people describe you as sort of energetic, that sort of stuff, you think? Or have you been described as that?
More lethargic. probably. What do people describe us?
What do people describe us as?
What do you hear in the... Like, you guys are in Toronto, like the center of the universe.
Yeah. They say we have a general tone of teenage immortality.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Do they just make?
It's
mean,
like that James.
It sounds cool.
James Dean. I mean,
it's it sounds that. Cool. It sounds like it's a good thing, but it just it's almost like they're just grabbing words out of the sky.
that's definitely what we do.
So, sweet. Anyways, you guys have want to play a few more songs?
Or so. Sure. More importantly. Who are your biggest influences?
On radio?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
You have Nardwar on the wall in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Nardwar was the person that when I first got here, he did the station tour for me.
Nice.
And I didn't even know who he was. That was literally
that was
like
weird,
15 years ago.
How was that?
That was I just thought that's kind of a weird dude. He was nice, but it just wow, that just it was an interesting introduction. He was just like that. The way he was then was sort of what he was now. So imagine just being, you know, this room. I can't. I'm not going to do an impression, but, you know, describing to you what other room is and what the sofa does. But
to be interviewed by Nardwar is like making it basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like it's like having a fridge with the ice maker. That's like when you know you've made it.
Yeah.
In life, when you have that or a Nardwar interviewing you.
There's not that many Nardwars left.
In
Canada, like think about. Much music, or like the Chum back in the day, you know,
back in
we
the
had
days.
A whole bunch of Wedge, and you know, Rap City was good, and The Mix. Who didn't love the Master Mix. T?
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
What about Casey Kasem? You guys remember Casey Kasem?
Casey Kasem, yes. Yeah.
I mostly knew Casey Kasem from guest appearances that he did on Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
I think the first episode, in fact.
Saved by the Bell. That's a good one too.
Yeah. Lisa or Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, so you saw Kelly Pukowski.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
That's a good one.
I think they're both brunette, aren't they?
Well,
they are.
Lisa's black hair, I guess.
Oh yeah. Right. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Lisa.
Lisa Turtle.
Yeah. I'm definitely down with
Lark.
I'm down with Lisa.
Isn't Lisa the one that thinks she's smarter than people? No, is that different? Oh, yeah. Oh, is that Kelly?
Yo, but her monkey bar skills are on point. Do you remember that episode with her monkey bar skills?
No.
Yo, I don't
she
mean,
went across that.
I'm sure if so I see quick. It again I would recognize it, but
yeah. No. Lisa, man. Tell me. Come on now.
I don't know.
So you like a girl with good monkey bar skills.
Oh man.
Well,
yeah. You heard it here first.
Tell them about it.
Who doesn't?
Crazy. That's it.
Times New Roman live on CITR. Saved by the Bell.
Hi. This is my new song.
Song and not just my song, this song is your song too. This song is not about me, this song belongs to you. This song is not just my song, this song is your song too. This song is not about me, this song belongs to you. DJ play my song, DJ play my song. DJ play my, please keep playing my, please keep playing my song. DJ play my song, DJ play my song. DJ play my, please keep playing my, please keep playing my song.
Okay, Times New Roman on CITR. Well, thanks for coming out. It's awesome. So you guys are, let's quickly talk a bit more about it. You guys... you guys...
There's nothing more to talk about.
I saw a thing. You guys are called Nintendo Punk Rap. That's what it says.
It's actually Centennial Punk Rap.
Centennial. And...
Yeah.
Do you guys... play with the Centennial much?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we definitely play a lot of Dr. Mario.
Shouts to Mr. Hands.
A lot of pills to take. Kill the bacteria from all the beer yeast.
A lot of Dr. Mario.
All the beer yeast.
Right. Because the thing now is, if you were to play Nintendo now, is the music is, you know, it's nothing like, it doesn't make that weird 8-bit sound anymore.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Do you miss that?
Oh, of course. Because everything was so simple back then, you know? Like, all the... It was just complex rhythms and complex symphonies on the same sounds, you know? If you think about Tetris, you know, you try to play that again.
Right.
They sometimes play that in 6/8. That's pretty crazy.
So, Tetris or Dr. Mario?
Dr. Mario.
Really?
I need the two-player. You got to have the two-player. You can't be playing with yourself.
Yeah. Tetris is all masturbation.
Yeah, you're just fucking yourself. That's it. You don't want that.
Donkey Kong or Pac-Man?
Tough one.
Oh.
Pac-Man.
No, I'm Pac-Man, man.
Yeah.
I'm all about trying to chase ghosts.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
I don't know.
When you get that starlight. Yeah.
I mean, Mario 3. Period. What else do you need? Like, yeah.
Mario 3. Have you seen the movie The Wizard?
Oh, yeah.
No.
But that, you know what? That movie's faulty. You cannot use a glove on an arcade system. You know, of course, that's a good movie.
I don't think that movie was...
He touched my breast.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was an awesome movie. And Jenny Lewis is a rock star, right? The girl in The Wizard.
Really?
She is in a band called Rilo Kiley, and she does her solo thing. Sells, I don't know, not huge, but big enough that most people know.
What about
Fred Savage still around?
Yeah, I was gonna say still what around. About Kevin.
Kevin's still around, but I don't know who else is in. I don't know about
the young boy.
The little boy, I don't know. He's probably a surgeon now, for sure. Yeah.
Probably a surgeon.
Yeah, probably a surgeon. So, do you guys have any shows coming up in different parts of the world?
Definitely back in the Toronto world.
Yeah.
April 18th. Yeah, in Toronto. If anyone's listening from there, in this world. No, you know, on Saturday night, we did this house party and played with this band that was a 9-piece band of jazz musicians, amazing jazz musicians, who were reinterpreting Arabic classical music. That was heavy, but it's in the past, so sweet. Yeah, come out.
What kind of house party was it?
It's Tom Cone's house.
I know Tom Cone's.
Tom Cone's house. But Tom Cone has been throwing these parties at his house called Song Room for like a long time. I'm not going to give the address now because it's like... It's pretty amazing stuff. I've seen like some of the most incredible music at this guy's house. He just kind of like makes it happen, Mr. Make It Happen, Tom.
Quite sweet.
Yes.
Do you find that it's easier to play in Toronto versus here? I don't know. Like, I mean, the limited time that you've been here.
It's tough for us to play anywhere because we're an unauthorized collaboration, which means we don't really have permission to do this. We're both signed by different labels, and in that, when that happened. Him with Time Warner and me with Sony, and when that happened, we signed the clause saying that we'd never play together, both of us. But we just feel that it's such an important project of Times New Roman, so we do it anyway.
So you keep it low key.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
we have some sort of support group now.
Yeah,
And we take a lot of music therapy classes.
Yeah,
together, where we try to collaborate with at risk youth. Together at Jane and Finch, and we come together and collide on different levels and different frequencies of sound and words.
To collide is the greatest act of rebellion in the world.
Mm.
To collide.
Very true.
Mm. Awesome. And when are you guys heading back to that world?
To that world?
Yeah.
That world exists when I pay my next rent, which is going to be Monday. We're going to be doing that. We're going to start doing a whole music thing again in the end.
The end.
Once we reach the end, we'll be able to start collaborating again with our fellow friends and our fellow friend Centeno, who's been keeping us in check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? We're doing an EP. We're working on it. We have one out. If you go like on our MySpace, it'll be there. Get it? Yeah. EP.
Right.
Go on iTunes, freebies.
iTunes are there.
iTunes if you prefer to pay.
If you prefer to pay. You know, there's people out there that like to actually pay.
But the quality stuff on iTunes is better, right?
Yeah.
The fidelity. The fidelity.
Probably, yeah. I don't know. Not really. Like, we have a download, so you can pretty much get it for free.
Oh. Don't say that. People need to pay.
It's always good.
I hate money. Yes, every time I get it, I just spend it anyways. I might as well just cut the middle part out.
The 99 cents is always good.
What is your MySpace? It's myspace.com/...
Times New Roman. It's TimesNeuRoman.
Yeah, everything is the same except for NEUE. So, and your website is also www.timesnewroman.com.
Yeah, which is really just takes you to our MySpace.
Yeah, but MySpace is
everything
where it's
takes
at.
Us to MySpace in the end, right?
In the end.
Who
everything
doesn't?
Takes
in
us
the
to the end.
Yep.
In the end.
Or Facebook. I don't know. Who knows?
Even takes you a link to MySpace.
Probably so, too. So, yeah, thank you so much for coming out, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you had a good time. Sorry about the lack of sound engineer. I certainly am not one, or claim to be one. So,
any last words from you?
Sounds like King.
Well, I still have about a couple minutes to go. So
you have time.
You don't even have last minutes. You got 20 minutes.
No, I still got to play some more tunes.
You should check out the band Tonka Puma. They're awesome.
Yeah, Tonka Puma from Toronto as well. It's this
punk group. Great punk group. Duo.
Hunk duo.
Well, are they on are they on MySpace at all?
Atakapuma. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Atakapuma. I said, now let me rock it. It's all I wanna do. Atakapuma. Let me tell you what I wanna do. Wanna love you. Wanna hug you. My name is RB. Step, 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 step out. Tonka, and maybe it's called Tonka and Puma on MySpace, but usually
Tonka and Puma.
Tonka,
yeah,
Puma.
Tonka Puma.
Tonka Puma. Tonka Puma.
Is it a duo? There's a duo there.
It's a duo.
Tonka Puma.
Sweet. Okay, let's see how this MySpace thing.
It's not finished until it's unsettled.
Yeah. All right. This is Tonka and Puma.
Sick. Ducka, 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 ducka.
Yeah. The sound sounds, you're riding. You look special when you're falling again. She was the last song right out of the basement. She was the last song ready to face it. She was the last song right out the pavement. Or are you faceless? Or are you faceless? She filled the room with a smile that's taking years of abuse. Her style, she wears. But in an hour, it will all disappear around here. She was the last song right out the basement. She was the last song ready to face it. She was the last song right out the pavement. Oh, are you faceless? Oh, are you faceless? Special when you fall in your hole. Well, out there, she fares so well. She's gonna guard in her underwear.
God damn, you
she was the last one out of the basement. She was the last one ready to face it. She was the last one out of the pavement. Or are you faceless? Or are you faceless? Better off leaving you alone. Better off leaving you
Okay, that was from Toronto, Styrofoam Ones. Before that, I'm trying to remember what I played. I didn't actually write this down. I think I played some... I absolutely have zero idea.
Styrofoam Ones?
Yeah, Styrofoam Ones is from Toronto, which is one of the bands. Yeah. Yeah, one of the bands from a Times Room. One of the fellas in Tanzi Moment is in that band. Do you have more to say about it?
Styrofoam Ones is JR and a couple guys from Toronto. JR is also in Tanzi Moment. Styrofoam Ones and Tanzi Moment together have a conglomerate called The End, and they're going to be touring together in June. They'll be going throughout Canada and then following with a North by Northeast date, the North by Northeast Festival. And
that's very sweet. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'll be out there. It should be a lot of fun.
Cool, man. No, it's going to be good.
Yeah, should be awesome. So that is pretty much it for my program right now. I'm just going to spin a few more tunes until Hypnotic Groove goes on with Linus in about 8 minutes' time. He's just setting up as well. He's got a very busy studio right now. Before I go, I'm going to play some things from... we were talking a little bit about Jenny Lewis from the movie The Wizard. This is her album... And this is a song she did with Mr. Elvis Costello.
Wait.
party's over. Book's been written and truth's been tried. They'll take it all if the door's left open. Steal the nose right from under your eyes. I'm a carpetbagger, baby.